Up next, we get set for Maine Black Bear football and the home opener this Saturday as the Bears welcome the Bryant Bulldogs to town. And to learn more about the matchup, we're joined on the phone by the voice of Bryant football, Tristan Hobbs. Tristan, welcome back on the program. Good to have you on with us again.
Hey, Rich. Glad to be back on the air with you guys. It's going to be another good one on Saturday, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, last year was a fantastic game, and you guys had a heck of a ride in your opener, down 16 points to Merrimack and a 29-point fourth quarter to get the win.
Yeah, I don't know if you considered last year good when you blow a 21-point lead. On your end, it was great, but yeah, last Saturday was a good test for our team. Merrimack's a really good, solid Division II program, and they had a fifth-year quarterback who threw the ball 73 times. They ran 110 plays, but our coaching staff really liked the way that our team didn't point fingers, didn't get down, showed resolve. Effort was there the whole game, and at the second half, like that was few and far between last year, but this year I think it's going to be a different team with the way that they've trained, the way that they have the conditioning down. It was definitely a different team as the game wore on last Saturday.
Well, and of course, a change in coach after a long, long time. James Perry comes in with great credentials, working in the Ivy League. And how has he changed things for Bryant football in his time there?
Well, it was as simple as two words during his opening press conference back in January. It was play fast. He kind of solidified that type of offensive and defensive scheme when he was at Princeton as the offensive coordinator, and it's really kind of caught on at Bryant, and that's kind of one of the things that we're banking on this year is the play fast mentality, getting on the football, no huddle offense, being efficient though in that ability to play fast. And I think on Saturday you saw that efficiency start to pick up as the game wore on, because it's one thing to play fast and be out of control. It's another thing to be able to play fast and be in control and be efficient. And I think that's what we saw as the game wore on against Merrimack.
Well, he put up 555 yards and a terrific day for your quarterback, a transfer from Louisiana Tech. Tell us what we'll see from Price Wilson, who threw for 378 yards and four touchdowns in the opener.
Yeah, it's really funny because he's a guy that transferred from Louisiana Tech, but it's so hard for some of these guys to transfer down from FBS because a lot of them haven't played in a long time. They may have played in two or three games during their FBS careers, but there's nothing like being the starter and playing a whole game. And for him, that hadn't been since high school. So it was about two and a half years since he had really played in a game. And I think that showed early on. He's a little rusty, but as the game wore on, I think he was 12 of 17 in the second half of Saturday's game. So I think you really start to see what he can do. He's got a really good arm. He made some really good decisions with the football. There was one in particular on a two-point play that helped us tie the game, that he made a really good decision on where to put the ball. So I think he showed that he has a really good IQ of the game and really good knowledge kind of his offense. And he's the one that Coach Perry kind of, there was a battle up until the last practice of the season that who's going to get the starting nod. And I think that in this offense, the way that Coach Perry wants it to run, the quarterback is very important, and I think Price Wilson is a guy that can really do a lot of great things with it.
Well, I was saw that you had 100-yard rusher in Femiano, but I was drawn to the numbers of your wide receiver, Matt Sewell. 9 catches, 146 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and also rushed for 68 yards. That's a pretty good Saturday.
Yeah, it was a really good Saturday for Matt. He has to be a guy for us. He has to be somebody that can make game-changing plays, and you guys had a headache with him last year. He had 3 touchdowns, I think, last year against Maine in the first 3 quarters of that game. He had an outstanding performance against the Black Bears last season. He's just a kid that loves football. Talking to Coach Perry on our coach's show on Monday, loves everything about it, loves the pregame stuff, loves the fireworks, loves running out of the tunnel, loves getting fired up. He made a highlight reel catch in the third quarter that helped us get back in the football game. So he's a kid that just loves the game of football, can do a lot of different things for us. Those 68 yards came on 3 reverses that we ran, and he just is really good at running his routes and getting open and making and catching the ball and getting upfield.
We're talking to Tristan Hobbs, the voice of Bryant football, the Bulldogs and the Black Bears, Saturday afternoon at 3:30. Defense gave up a lot of yards, especially through the air, 469 passing. Obviously, your defense is better than that. Those quirky things happen. You got a guy that made 17 tackles on Saturday. What's the strength of the defense for Bryant?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that you look at from Saturday was that Merrimack ran 110 plays and threw 73 passes, so I think a lot of that those numbers come from that. I've never seen a game before in my life where there was 110 plays run by one team. The game almost took 4 hours. We almost needed light at our field to finish it. But for the defense, it's really solid up front. Our two co-captains are on the defensive line, and Dylan Guthrow and Kevin Lazo. Both guys are juniors, but it's their fourth year in the program. They both have missed the season with injuries, so they're both fourth-year guys up front. And it's really a huge difference maker. Kevin in the middle and Dylan on the edge can really kind of change things. And then our linebacker, Thomas Costigan, is really the last, I think, five games dating back to last year. He's got 46 tackles, 6 sacks, 11 tackles for a loss, and like 5 forced fumbles. He really is starting to come into himself, and he's a guy that is hard to block. He can rush the passer. He can cover a guy. It's really fun to kind of see him get better every week in the junior, so it's a good omen for us.
These two teams have played 5 times, and Maine has won 4 of them, but Bryan has always played the Black Bears tough, and I think it's important for Maine fans to realize, too, for Bryant, this is an opportunity. This is, even though it's still an FCS opponent, it's a step-up game against a CAA conference that's regarded as one of the better ones in the country, and Bryant would love nothing better than to come up here and ruin the home opener for the Black Bears.
Yeah, it's always fun, Rich. You look at the opportunities. I mean, schools that are in the CAA and whatnot can go up and play an FBS member, and that's something that's exciting for them. And there's some schools in our conference that have the ability to go play an FBS school, and that's enjoyable, and then that's a great experience. For us, to go up to Maine, though, is a great challenge. It's the two CAA teams on the schedule this year. We play UNH at the end of the month. At UNH, you guys opened up with them. A really great challenge for us to go up and play against a team from a conference that every week is a battle. Maine will be a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, maybe a little bit more depth than we have, but it's always a great challenge to see what we can do. And I think that it's a unique opportunity for us because we've shown in the past that we can compete against teams from the CAA. We've had a couple of wins. We beat Maine a couple of years ago. We beat Stony Brook that same season. But a really great opportunity to kind of to gauge ourselves early on because it is the league games, and it is getting in. And for us, that means winning our league championship. So I think it's a great test for us and for this coaching staff to see what this team can do. And two, I think they're really excited about getting better.
Well, we're looking forward to it Saturday afternoon. Tristan, great to talk with you again. Travel safely, and we look forward to seeing you Saturday up in Orono.
Thanks so much for having me on, Rich. I really enjoy coming out with you guys, and I look forward to it in the future.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Tristan Hobbs, the voice of Bryant University football.